What's up, guys? This is Eric Rivera from E Nada Más Podcast, and this is Quick Takes, which are small videos, small reaction videos that we're going to be putting up on Instagram, which is why you see here they're in vertical. But we're also going to be sharing these videos on YouTube, on Twitter, and we're going to obviously post this one up, the longer ones. We're going to post them up as podcasts, so you'll see them as like Quick Takes Volume 1 or something right there on the same channel, wherever you find the E Nada Más Podcast, which is on Spotify, it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, really wherever you find your podcast, you'll find it there. So we'll do these longer form ones, which in this case is a reaction, of course, to the Kylian Mbappé saga. But with that said, you know, we're going to post this one up because, you know, I'm sure people want to hear it. With that said, also, you remember to follow us on E Nada Más Podcast on Twitter, E Nada Más Podcast on Facebook, and a YNM Podcast, well, here on Instagram, which is where I'm going to be posting this quick take. So, listen, I wasn't really going to say anything about the Mbappé saga, as I said, mostly because I was angry and just the way he went about doing things, but also because I like to wait a few hours or days before posting my comments because, well, usually I tell my team that if we comment or record something right away, I'm usually not in the right headspace. But also because I feel that if we would have recorded or released something on Saturday or Sunday, it would have simply been lost in the ocean of angry opinions, hot takes, editorials, podcasts, etc., that no doubt came on that day. So listen, I decided to do a quick take for this news because, one, it's easier for us to record a quick take during the week than it is for us to record a full episode. But also, two, because, well, none of us here at E Nada Más Podcast feel that Mbappé at this point deserves an entire episode. Listen, Kylian Mbappé is a great player, a generational talent, a potential all-time great. But for all that he has been gifted in footballing ability, he severely lacks in honesty, decision-making, and, well, in a backbone. For more than a year, we have heard story after story of his desire and his childhood dream of joining Real Madrid. The club of his dreams, apparently, you know. Madridistas, we ate these up and we believed him. But there are many people at fault for this disappointment, not just Madridistas, not just Kylian Mbappé, but also the media, especially the Spanish media that sold us story after story of Mbappé's love for Madrid. Pages and pages of the comic strip he drew as a kid were where he expressed love for Los Blancos. They were shared all over social media. They were shared in all, you know, the talk shows. And, you know, they convinced us also that the deal was already done. They convinced themselves that this deal was already done. But many Madridistas, and I include myself in this, we're a skeptical bunch. And, you know, I don't ever like to speculate about transfer rumors because I've seen players be linked with Real Madrid or other big European clubs. Read headlines, you know, you read headlines or tweets that are 100% certain, and I did that in air quotes, 100% certain that so-and-so player is arriving to, you know, so-and-so club or such-and-such club. And then in the end, the deal falls through, the transfer doesn't happen, and we later discover that there was really never any deal or conversation or sometimes even a negotiation at all. I mean, not that this was the case for Mbappé, but, you know, that there was any real deal in place, you know? So listen, I always like to say, and I've said it on the podcast before, I always like to say that when it comes to Real Madrid transfers, I will only believe that a player is arriving when I read a comunicado oficial from Real Madrid themselves, or I see Florentino Perez standing next to the player holding up a jersey with his name on it. Listen, the Mbappé saga is finally over. Thank God it's finally over because it was getting really annoying. But it turns out that Mbappé wasn't a bigger fan of Real Madrid than Santiago Bernabéu, as many Madridistas on Twitter thought, say, you know, he was going to turn out to be because of how many times he reportedly rejected renewal offer after renewal offer. He's not even close to the man that Santiago Bernabéu was, you know, and, you know, obviously that was done in jest, but, you know, he was going to be considered, you know, the biggest Madridista if he would have turned down PSG's renewal. But in the end, listen, he was just a money-hungry kid that let go of his dreams because he saw a huge number on a check with his name on it. And honestly, screw Mbappe's reasons for staying. You know, I get it. He loves Paris because it's his home. He wants to stay in France because it's his country. Great, man. But couldn't you have said that 1 year ago or maybe 6 months ago instead of dragging out this bullshit saga? You know, that's where his explanation simply doesn't fly. You know, if he really wanted to stay in Paris because of his love of the city and the country of France, he could have said that ages ago. He could have stopped the media circus that begun to grow around his decision, but he did let it grow. He and his entourage let it grow because it was beneficial for them, for their brand, for their egos to be the center of everyone's attention in the footballing world. But in the end, it was just one big show. And as has been reported, his family said was just a big game for them. But listen, Mbappe screwed himself over. And what could be sadder, and because I still kind of like the kid, is that he let people around him screw his career. Look, Santiago Bernabeu once said, any player that wants to leave Real Madrid knows where the door is. I am pretty certain that if Bernabeu were alive today and Mbappe would have made the decision he made in the way he made it, Mbappe would be dead to Madrid and to Don Santiago Bernabeu forever. Real Madrid and Madridistas believe in el señorío, the señorío of the club, which translates to the club's dignity, its nobility, in the end, in its legendary status and the self-respect of the institution. Mbappé's manner of leading the club on is seen as a slap in the face to Madridistas and to Madridismo as a whole. If Florentino Pérez is the leader we all know and feel he is, Mbappé destroyed his chances of ever playing for Madrid when he made his decision on Saturday. If his entourage convinced him that because he was young, he could renew with PSG and then fulfill his dream of coming to Real Madrid later, well then, he got bamboozled. I think most Madridistas, especially in Spain, don't want anything to do with him anymore. And it wasn't because he chose to stay in his beloved Paris. It's the way he did it, like a coward. Reportedly negotiating with PSG about their sporting project for months, while he was also leading on Florentino and the board on for months about the possibility of coming to Madrid. Football and professional sports in general change rapidly from one day to the next. How does Mbappe know that in 3 years, which is the length of his reported contract with PSG, he will be the same level of player that he is now? Listen, we've all seen this before. Players go through ups and downs throughout their careers. Some players that were considered potential stars maybe just, you know, a couple of years ago, that they were considered maybe future greats of football, had an injury or a run of bad form that they could never recover from. And it left them as afterthoughts or memories of a game that, although we call it the beautiful game, can also be quite brutal to young players players' careers and dreams. So what if in 3 years' time, Mbappe is old news? What if in 3 years' time, a new currently underrated or undiscovered talent becomes the next wonder kid on Madrid's radar? Does he think that Madrid is going to come calling again? And, you know, I speak for many Madridistas, the answer is a resounding no. So if I had Mbappe in front of me, I would say this: you threw away your childhood dream of Paris, you threw away your childhood dream for Paris, or let's say it better, Qatar Saint-Germain. An oil-rich club with zero football heritage, as Jose Mourinho would say. You chose a team that sure could and will pay you an unprecedented amount of dollars, euros, or Qatari rials, but can only dream of ever having the history and accolades of Real Madrid. You may go down in history as a great player, but you'll never be a part of Real Madrid history. And while anti-Madridistas and haters will laugh about Real Madrid's inability to sign Mbappé after years of trying, what we Madridistas can say is that football has had many greats such as Maradona, Pelé, Van Basten, Johan Cruyff, Beckenbauer, Messi, Paolo Maldini, Roberto Baggio, Gerd Müller, you know, a whole bunch of them. All of these players were and are some of the best players to have ever touched a football. But all of these players that I just mentioned, none of them played for Real Madrid. And yet Real Madrid, without those big names, without those huge names that I mentioned that are legendary names, obviously different legendary names came to Real Madrid, but without those big names that have gone, that are etched in the history of football, Real Madrid has still managed to win a record-setting 13 European championships and is regarded as one of the most important teams in world football. Mbappé is a great player, but he made his choice. We wanted Mbappé, but we didn't necessarily need Mbappé. Next week, Real Madrid will be facing Liverpool in the UEFA Champions League in Paris. Kylian Mbappé's home of Paris. And just like most of us, Kylian Mbappé will be watching the final on his TV from home. He'll be watching them try and win a record 14th Champions League title. And he won't be there because Real Madrid eliminated his team from the competition. And while he once dreamed of playing for Real Madrid, like many players dream of playing for Los Blancos, his dreams will no longer become a reality. Because unlike those kids with big dreams, the reason he will never play for Real Madrid is not due to a lack of talent. Far from it. But because he chose not to play for them when he had the opportunity. And some opportunities only come once in a lifetime. And that's all I have to say about this whole mess. A la Madrid y nada más.